Hey girl, welcome to Beat Infertility, a podcast where we get real about infertility, empower you to take back control, and provide you with hope for the future. Ready? Here's your host, Heather Kuhman.
Hello, so glad you're here. Thank you for tuning into this bonus episode. Today's guest is Juliet Ayana, a nationally board-certified and state-licensed acupuncturist and herbologist. Together, we discuss acupuncture and all that's involved in traditional Chinese medicine. You can visit Juliet and Garden Acupuncture on the web at www.gardenacu.com. And as always, don't forget to visit our website for more information about this episode at beatinfertility.co/bonus13. Take a listen. Hi, Juliet. So glad to have you on the show today.
Hi, Heather. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is such an important topic that I get asked about so much. I think it's going to be a super popular downloaded episode. The topic is acupuncture. So what exactly is acupuncture and how does it work?
Acupuncture is part of a whole system of medicine called traditional Chinese medicine. Traditional Chinese medicine is the oldest professionally practiced medicine in the world, and it has a written history that dates back almost, 2,000 years, in fact, not almost, and it's likely been practiced for far longer than that, because the body of information that we have at that 2,000-year-ago mark is extensive. So acupuncture is a part of traditional Chinese medicine. We use very fine needles, which, by the way, in the United States are single use and sterilized, which means we've never used them before and we won't use them again. And we insert them into areas of your body to stimulate what we call qi or energy. And this qi or energy isn't some like woo-woo, what is this energy, crystals and light. It is actual energy that's in our body that is measurable and has been measured in numerous studies. Some people like to consider it electromagnetic energy. And we can manipulate the energy by moving it in specific directions, utilizing the acupuncture needles on very specific points on what we call meridian lines. That's where these points are located. So it's kind of like if you think about super highways of energy, and maybe sometimes on a highway, you'll get stuck in traffic, and perhaps your energy is stuck. Well, we're going to know exactly where and how to move the energy and how slowly or how quickly to move it so that traffic can move smoothly.
And how exactly does acupuncture benefit people with infertility?
So acupuncture can benefit people with infertility by enhancing blood flow to the uterus, by reducing stress, which for women who are having fertility problems, I actually don't like to use the word infertility, just so you know. I think it creates a negative mindset in our head. And I really believe that we can use the power of our minds to heal. So I do like to use, just sort of say that, you know, maybe women are having fertility struggles. Our bodies have an innate knowledge on how to heal. So anyway, one of the ways that it can help is by moving the qi, the blood, and the body fluids and regulating it so that we can recreate fertile ground for the body. So women will be able to ovulate frequently as they should, have a normal menstrual period, things like that.
I'm going to say the I word again, but are there specific infertility diagnoses that acupuncture can help treat? If so, what are they and how does the approach to each one differ?
So women come into us with diagnoses such as frequent miscarriages or amenorrhea, which is missing menstrual periods, polycystic ovarian syndrome, mild to moderate endometriosis, early menopause, or unexplained infertility. And when women come to us, let's say that I have five women who come to me with amenorrhea, missing menstrual periods. Traditional Chinese medicine is very different than standard modern medicine, who will treat every woman in the exact same way. We don't use protocols. We look at the person who is in front of us, this very unique individual, and we assess what we call their pattern of energetic disharmony. And then that is what we treat. So every treatment will be very different. And oftentimes throughout the menstrual cycle, we will change up the treatment. And that might be the treatment with acupuncture, herbs, perhaps nutritional changes as well. So it's a very dynamic medicine. And I think that's why Chinese medicine works so well for fertility, is because we are changing things in a very dynamic way at the very moment that it's needed.
Now, I'm big into the science of pretty much everything. So Are there any studies that point to the benefit of using acupuncture alongside fertility treatments?
There are numerous studies, and I can tell you about a few of them. One of them was from the Tel Aviv University, and this one came out in January of 2012. It showed that when combining IUI with traditional Chinese medicine treatments, which is our whole system, not just acupuncture, that 65.5% of the test group were able to conceive, compared with 39.4% of the control group who received no herbal or acupuncture therapy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this method is pretty close to nature as possible because it can be used for women who are using sperm donors or even after a partner sperm is centrifuged. And then they did another study, which is also very, very interesting, because the average age of the women in the study group was 39.4 and that of the control group was 37.1. So for women who are in this age group, they're usually startled when they get to their gynecologist's office or their RE's office. And they're often given scare tactics about having to use really intensive, like go straight for IVF or, you know, you're never going to get pregnant. Well, this study was for women who were receiving IUI treatment combined with TCM therapy. And in addition to the IUI treatments, 27 women in the first group, which was the control group, received weekly sessions of acupuncture and Chinese medicine or Chinese herbal medicine. 65.5% of them conceived and 41.4% delivered healthy babies. In the control group, only 39.4% conceived and 26.9% delivered.
Gosh, such a huge difference.
Huge, huge difference. So that's one of them. And then in another one, let's see. I have so many, and I know we don't have a lot of time. So we have one called the Paulus study. And so this study was first published in In Vitro Fertilization. It was the first in vitro fertilization acupuncture study, and it involved a group of 120 women. The first group was 60 women who received acupuncture on the day of her embryo transfer, and the second group of 60 who did not. From these two groups, the comparison of pregnancy rates showed a statistically significant higher pregnancy rate in the acupuncture group, which was 42.5 versus the non-acupuncture group of 26.3. This is a pretty well-designed study, so it got a lot of attention by the news media and through the acupuncture and Chinese medicine world. And what also might interest you is that this is in women who just received acupuncture on the day of transfer. That's all. They didn't take herbs and they did not come in for whole systems Chinese medicine.
So the overall percentages were sort of lower than the other studies you were citing. I guess that's probably I think that's the point you're trying to make.
Well, right. So because
you need more of a broader system there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we'll definitely increase the chances by increasing our health. And that does take time. So we usually like to work with women for at least 3 months using acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine, and nutritional changes. One of the great things about coming in for acupuncture frequently is that it helps to reduce stress. And there are numerous studies that anyone can Google very quickly about the relationship between stress and fertility struggles. So just coming into your acupuncturist's office 2 to 3 times a week, usually it's 2 times a week, for acupuncture allows you time and space. It allows you 30 minutes to 40 minutes on the treatment table that is completely devoted to you and your healing. And then, other than that, you're also then paying attention to, what am I eating? Why am I eating this? And our bodies begin to change and respond to very simple changes. Usually they're quite simple changes that we recommend for women as far as food are concerned. And then taking herbs is also really a wonderful change in our mindset. We're taking herbs about twice a day. And I usually like to tell my patients that at that moment, instead of just like throwing the herbs down their throat, which some women will take liquids, some women will take granules and drink them, and some women will take pills. It just sort of all depends on your practitioner and how they practice and what they're going to have you do or what they think is best for your particular case. But at that moment, what I usually recommend my patients to do is just take a moment and look at the herbs and take it into their body with a positive affirmation about their fertility. And this way it just gives us 2 moments a day, just 2 simple moments of affirming that we are healthy women and we're able to move mountains. Women are incredible people. So it's just a nice time to reaffirm that about ourselves.
Now, you jumped ahead to a couple of my other questions, so I'm going to sort of reorganize.
Okay.
So you talked about 3 months sort of being the ideal minimum length of time to commit to an acupuncture, et cetera, program. Mm. How is progress determined during that 3 months, and how are you checking in on that?
Sure. Yeah. Well, we're meeting with our patients very frequently over that time, right? So usually twice a week. And we talk every time we meet. We'll have a brief chat and I'll ask about things, or they might notice things like my digestion is better, beginning to ovulate at a more normal time. I'm noticing that I have thicker cervical mucus. My periods are flowing more freely, that I don't have as much cramps. Or for women who weren't getting their periods will appear, and they'll appear at a normal cycle time. So these are some things that we notice, and they're huge changes. A lot of women notice that they also sleep better at night. Their stress and anxiety are reduced. Other measures are traditional Chinese medicine practitioners will examine the tongue and take the pulse. And some practitioners do this at every single visit. I'm kind of at the point in my practice where I don't feel like I need to do that twice a week, but I'll check in a couple times a month. And I'll look at that, and that gives me more information about what's happening in the body as far as the energy is concerned. So those are also other markers. The tongue diagnosis piece, the patient can also watch for changes along with the practitioner. They might notice things like when they first came in, they had a very thick tongue coating that was white, and the sides of the tongue were scalloped. The tongue itself is puffy. And then over time, the tongue coating becomes much thinner and the teeth marking goes away and the tongue body thins out. These are all measures that we utilize to judge shifts and changes in the body.
Now, I have a very strong opinion about this because I've seen both fertility specialist acupuncturists and non-specialist acupuncturists. So why would you say it is important to find an acupuncturist who actually specializes in fertility?
Those of us who have specialized in fertility have put in a lot of long hours into study beyond our master's degree in Chinese medicine. We definitely have a special interest in women's health, and we tend to have gone on to study with other masters who are fertility specialists. And then we take that information and we utilize it in the clinic every single day because we're seeing fertility patients every single day, as opposed to people who have more of an open practice and they're seeing a lot of patients who come in for pain and a lot of patients who come in for migraines. We're focusing. And in this practice here at Garden Acupuncture, we do see a variety of cases, but we see a lot of fertility. It is one of our main specialties here.
Now, obviously you've talked about this a little bit, but can you expand on why and sort of specifically what you recommend to patients, what they do alongside acupuncture, such as yoga and herbal remedies?
Oh, for sure. So, you know, yoga is wonderful because it can help to move the qi in the blood. It opens the meridians through the stretching that is done. One of the things that we don't recommend, however, is hot yoga because it can actually burn the fluids in the body that we need for a healthy pregnancy. Too much sweating can actually drain the body. So we have to really be careful about that. So other styles of yoga are usually just fine. We also recommend mindfulness-based practices like mindfulness-based stress reduction technique or meditation, a meditation style that appeals to the patient. And that could be guided meditation, that could be quiet, just sitting quiet and doing some sort of Zen-style meditation, or even just like breath work. These things can be very, very helpful to calm the mind and not necessarily still it. It really isn't the ultimate goal for most meditation practices to not think, but really just to be mindful of what it is that we're thinking. And if we're thinking in a negative way, can we correct it? Do we need to correct it right now? Can we just notice that that's what it is? And then as far as herbal medicine and nutritional medicine is concerned, this is where I'd like to actually go back to a study. And this study was conducted by the lead acupuncturist was Lee Holender Rubin, who I just absolutely adore. I think that this woman is really amazing for the work that she's contributing to our world as an acupuncturist, herbalist, and who works in a very traditional way in her practice and has been able to still yet work within the confines of the scientific community, which can be very difficult for Chinese medicine to fit into that mold. She has found ways to do this. So in July of 2013, she published in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine, Acupuncture and In Vitro Fertilization, a Retrospective Chart Review. So just so you know, they looked at 1,200 women who completed fresh non-donor or donor IVF embryo transfers at an IVF clinic in Kirkland, Washington, for a period of 5 years. And so the larger group, which were 1,069 women, had an embryo transfer with their own eggs, but only 162 were transferred with donor eggs. So when we talk about the donor eggs, I just want women who are listening to take that to understand that this was a smaller group than those who had transfer with their own eggs as they take this information in. So for the women who had a non-donor cycle, if they had day of embryo transfer with just acupuncture, the number in the group were 370 women. The miscarriage rate was 7.3, and their biochemical pregnancy rate was 9.5%, but the birth rate was 50.8%, and that's pretty great. The usual care group was 48.2, so you're at an almost 2-point differential there. However, for the women who did whole systems TCM, this is mindfulness. This is coming in for acupuncture for 11 to 12 visits before their IVF transfer. This is taking Chinese herbs. We had a 61.3% birth rate. The miscarriage rate was only 5.8, and the biochemical pregnancy rate was only 2.5%. Huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then in the donor cycles, I'm just going to point out a couple things for the donor cycles. The birth rate for usual care was 62.5. For day of embryo was lower. It was 59.5. Okay. But interestingly, for whole systems TCM group for donor cycles, 85.7% birth rate.
Wow. That's incredible.
Huge, incredible difference. So this is why we do encourage women to utilize all of the tools that they possibly can on their journey towards fertility.
So I know this is not something you necessarily push, but if patients are limited in time or funds, is there sort of a minimal program you recommend? For example, I know I did acupuncture treatments immediately before and immediately after embryo transfers.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that was one of the first studies that I quoted. There is help that can be found. That's that Paula study. That's what we found, that you can definitely gain ground that way. But if you can go for 12 sessions, 11 to 12 sessions, and use whole systems, you're going to have these huge booming rates.
So where can people find an acupuncturist who specializes in fertility? I sort of happened upon mine because they were attached to my fertility clinic. Mm. But I feel like oftentimes it's pretty hard to find. And I had to travel quite a ways.
Where do you live?
Well, I live outside of Washington, D.C., but I live on the south side. And so all of the places are on the north side. So
I had
to travel more than an hour to get to my acupuncturist, which in D.C. traffic, I think I was so frazzled by the time I got there and then so frazzled by the time I got home. I'm not sure.
If it helped.
If it helped.
I understand that. I do. And we do have patients who travel far to come see us. We have patients who come all the way from the Bronx. We have patients who come in from Long Island and New Jersey. When I was practicing some years ago, when I was practicing in Manhattan before I joined Garden Acupuncture, I even had people come into me from Connecticut and upstate New York. So it just, you know, what you want to look for is you can call acupuncturists and take a good look at their website. What are they stating on their website that they do? Do they work a lot in women's health? If they do that, they're working with women for fertility. It's just inevitable that that's going to happen. They're treating women. I'm sorry. Well, they are teaching women, but they are treating women to regulate their cycles and enhance fertility. So that's someone who you would be able to go to with confidence. They're all your acupuncturists. I just want to back up, take one step back. There are acupuncturists and then there are acupuncturists. There are real acupuncturists. Those of us who have a master's degree in Chinese medicine have studied acupuncture and Chinese herbs. And then we have become board certified by the NCCAOM. This is National Certification Commission for Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine. Now, there are some chiropractors out there and some medical doctors, and they're taking little weekend classes and they're sticking needles in people. Those are not the acupuncturists that you want to go to. I use the term acupuncturist for them very loosely. It would be as though if I went and took a physical therapy class for a weekend and said that I was a physical therapist. It really isn't the deal. They're really not utilizing Chinese medicine. They're just simply picking a few points that they read about and using cookbook medicine. Whereas if you go to a practitioner who is well studied and has an NCCAOM certification, they will be able to treat you as an individual, like we talked about in the very beginning. So that's one of the things that you want to look for. And then as you go on, you can ask them lots of questions. How many women a week do you treat for fertility? If they're treating one or two, maybe you want to try something else. If it's someone who is treating, as I said, a lot of women's health issues in general, you should be okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's really good to know. Sort of like all professions, right? I mean, there are good and there are bad.
Sure, absolutely.
So one last question before I let you go. As someone who sees these types of patients on a regular basis, what words of hope can you offer someone who's just starting on their infertility journey?
Well, this is just the beginning and you are not alone. There are many women who have been here before you and they have become pregnant and birthed beautiful, healthy babies. And for some of the women who I have seen who have not been able to birth a baby, they have transformed as a woman anyway. They've really learned a lot about themselves and their bodies and their nature and how they act and react within the world. All of this will teach us. And as we go on, all of these things that we try to control and micromanage, it's really important to both take charge of our healing without being overly tight about it. And as we become a mother, that's a huge lesson to learn because we really have to learn how to balance what we want to happen with the fact that we are actually dealing with another person. And so for our whole body, we're inviting another person into our life. We're inviting the spirit to host. We're going to host that spirit and that person in our body. So we really want to make room for them and to open up to realize that it really isn't just about us and our mind and our plans, but it really is about opening up and allowing the plans of the spirit who's going to come into our body to manifest within us and join on this journey with us together.
Juliet, thank you so, so much for all the wonderful acupuncture information you shared today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really fun.
Thank you for listening to Beat Infertility. Sign up to receive email updates at beatinfertility.co and join our private Facebook group at beatinfertility.co/Facebook. If you know someone else dealing with infertility, please fill out the form at beatinfertility.co/support and we'll send a personal invitation to join our community. We would love to be a part of their support system. Join us next time on Beat Infertility. Until then, baby dust to you.